Torah. Look at number one on the sheet. The pasuk in the Torah, number one on the sheet, discusses there are various psukim talking about shomrim. If you look in Perek Chavez in Shmois, pasuk vav, pasuk six, ki yiten ish al reyu kesev kelim lishmor. If you give to your friend kesev kelim lishmor, you give something to watch, and it gets stolen. So then ganav has to pay twice. Im lo yimotzei ganav, the ganav is not found. So he has to come to the Bezdin, and that he was not shalech yad, meaning he did not abuse his rights as a shomer. And then akol vapesh al shol chamor sel salmo akol aveda shemak kiuzeh adilim yovad vashneim eshishin olim shalom shneim lereu. In other words, he can make a shvur. He can come nikra balabayis elohim. He's allowed to come to Bezdin, make a shvur, and become potter. That is one form of shomer. Ki yiten ish al reu kesev kelim lishmor. You give to your friend something to watch. That's one type of shomer. The next type of shomer is pasuk 9, ki yiten ish al reu chamor asher aseh b'chol behemah lishmor. Again, you give him something to watch. Here it doesn't get stolen. Rather, it dies, or so it gets lost. Something happens to it. Again, shvur says shetiyem vin shneem, im lo shalach yachvim dechaz reu v'lokach bolav v'lo yishalim. And again, if the shomer wants, he can make a shvur, and he can patter himself, he can swear, and he's off the hook. If oinus happened, it died. However, if ganav yigonav meimoy, yishalim levolav. However, if it gets stolen, then he has to pay. The second set of shomer. Again, the first set of shomer talks about, and that's a shomer chinam, somebody who gets, who watches something bechinam without taking any money for it. So he is, he can make a shvu if it gets stolen. The second shomer, which is pasuk 9 through pasuk 12, talks about a shomer sacher. A shomer sacher, somebody who gets paid for watching it. And here the pasuk says, if it gets stolen, then you have to pay for it. If, however, a oinus happens, nishbar in roye, it dies, or a nishbar, it breaks, and nobody sees it was an oinus, then you can make a shvur and you can be off the hook. The last shomer, which is the shoyel, v'chiyishalish me'im re'eu nishbar ameiz, bala ve'enimo yishalim yishalim. If you borrow something, then no matter what, you have to pay for it. The last case says, "Imsachi huba v'schorei," which is a soichu, which is a fourth type of shomer. So primarily, these are the psukim of shomerim. Four psukim that deal with the shomer. The first one is the shomer chinam, second one is the shomer sachar, the third one with the Torah, which is the shoyel, but we'll say the third one is a soichu, which is somebody who rents an object, and the fourth one is a shoyel. The basic halachas of the four shomerim are the following. We just saw it in the psukim. We're just going to review it again quickly. If you have somebody who is a shomer chinam, but he knows this, we just like to review it, see it inside the psukim before we start the parak. If you are a shomer chinam, meaning you don't get paid, somebody goes over to you and tells you, watch my item for free. So the halach is that unless you are negligent, unless you are persheya, you are chayef to pay. If you're not negligent, if you're not persheya, you are potter on everything. A shomer chinam does not have to pay for anything. If it gets stolen, if it gets lost, he's potter in every case, provided that he makes a shvur and he says, I was not shaleach yad. I did not abuse my rights. I did not take it for myself. It is as it happened. As I tell you, it got stolen. He makes a shvur and he's off the hook. That's a shomer chinam. The next shomer is a shomer sacher. A shomer sacher is chayev, of course, bipshia. If he's negligent, he's chayev to pay. He's also chayev bigneva vaveda. If it gets lost, it gets stolen. He's only potter if an oinus happens. Again, he's potter if he makes a shvur. The soicher, which is somebody who doesn't get paid to watch the object, but he pays you to borrow the object. In other words, I borrow something from you, I rent it from you. So rather than just taking it from you, I'm paying you money for it. So it's one level down from a shoyel. And such a person, he is the same halacha as the shomer sacher, the Gemara says. If it gets, if he's negligent, he's chayef. If it gets lost or stolen, gneva veda, he's also chayef. He's potter by oinsin. And the last case, of course, is the shoyel, who is chayef by oinsin. No matter what happens, he's always chayef. The only time he's potter the shoyel is if it's meisam machmas malacha. If it dies because of its work, it worked too hard, and because of that the animal died, or you borrow a car and the car overheats, and because of that the car suddenly falls apart, then even if I borrow it, I'm off the hook, because I borrowed it for the purpose to be able to use it. And if it breaks in the middle of its work, of borrowing it, I'm not chayav to pay. So these are the basic halachas of shomerim, as it's written down over here in the Torah. Now we're ready to start the third parak in Bava Metzia, Hamafkid. Let's start from the beginning. Hamafkid etzel chaveiroi behemo kelim. If somebody gives to his friend behemo, an animal, a kelim, or items to watch, v'nignevu oishavdu, and it gets stolen or it gets lost. So the halach is, he's a shoy mechinam, and in effect, he can make a shvuah. He can say, I'm potter, I'm a shoy mechinam, it got lost, it got stolen, but rather than making a shvuah, he shileim v'lei rotza lishava. Rather than making a shvuah, he wants to pay for it. He says, you know what, I don't want to make any problems, I know I'm a shoy mechinam, I know I don't have to pay for it, I know I can make a shvuah, shileim v'lei rotza lishava. I want to pay for it, I don't want to make a shvuah. Shari amru shoy mechinam nishba v'yaitze, because even though they said a shoy mechinam can make a shvuah, and he can be potter, and he's off the hook, he doesn't have to pay for anything, nevertheless, I want to pay for it. So in such a case, if nimtza ganef, if the ganef afterwards gets found, so meshalem teshlume kefel, tabochamach meshalem teshlume abavachamisha. The ganef gets found, so either he pays kefel or he pays dalet vehei, if he sold it, or he slaughtered the animal. He pays dalet vehei or he pays kefel. Who does he pay to? Lemi meshalem, who does he pay to? Lemisha pikodin etzloi. So he pays not the original owner, even though he stole it from the shomer's home, which is holding it for the owner. But since the shomer decided, rather than making a shvuah and getting off the hook, he decided to pay for it. So now he acquired the rights somehow. He acquired the rights to this animal. So now when the animal gets found, then who does the ganav pay kefil to? He pays kefil not to the owner. He pays kefil to the shomer. That's the first halacha. So it continues the Mishnah. Nishba v'lo yirotze l'shalem, the old din. If, however, the shomer decides, okay, I don't want to pay for it, I want to fulfill my rights, I want to make a shvur, I want to be off the hook like I'm entitled to because I'm a shomer chinom, so nimtza ganov, mishalem tashlum ekeifo to, v'chomoch mishalem tashlum abo v'chomisho, l'mi mishalem l'bala pikodrin. So if here the ganov gets found, since the shomer, after all, did not pay for anything, he's off the hook, he made a shvur. So now, if the ganav gets found, who does the ganav pay to? He pays to the original owner, lebala pikodin, he pays him kefil, he pays him dal dehei. We all know this Mishnah, it's the first Mishnah Mavkid, we all learned it when in Yeshiva. Easy Mishnah, makes a lot of sense. Okay, wonderful. The Gemara says that how, the Gemara has a question, we're not going to go into the whole Gemara today, we'll just say outside a little bit what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, well, how exactly does the owner give the shomer the cow? How does he give him the kefil? After all, in order for the ganef to have to pay kefil to the shomer, so the ganef doesn't know what's going on between the shomer and the owner. The ganef knows that I stole it from the owner. When I stole it, it belonged to the owner. So my chiyuv, my responsibility of kefil is to the original owner. So how the Gemara says, how then does the ganef pay kefil to the shomer? He didn't steal it from the shomer. The shomer just watched it for the owner. So at the end, when the ganef stole it, he stole it from the original owner. So why then does he pay kefil to the shomer? Where does the shomer get the rights to the kefil? How did he acquire the rights to the kefil? So the Gemara says, you know how it works? It works like this. It works because the original owner, when the question is now coming in front of him, when there's no animal over here and there's nothing, he wants to get his item back, and the shomer comes over to him and he says, listen, it's not here anymore, I want to pay for it, or I want to make a shvur. So the original owner says, you know what, if I'm going to, you're right, you can make a shvur, but if you want to do me a favor and you want to pay me for the animal, so then I am giving to you the kefil. How am I giving you the kefil? So Gemara says, you know how it works? Because I tell you, we make a deal in the beginning, that if I know that you're going to pay me for the animal when it gets stolen, so I'm makne to you an hour, a minute before the animal gets stolen, I, the owner, am makne to you, the shomer, the para, and now it's as if the para, the cow, or the animal was in your reshus right before it got stolen, because I gave it to you, and now when the ganav stole it, he stole it not from me, but he stole it from you, because I was machne to you, the parah, right before it got stolen. So now it got stolen from you, and my chiyuv as a shomer is to pay kefil to the one I stole it from, and therefore I stole it from the shomer. As if he tells him, lichshe tignev, when it gets stolen, utilse utshalmeni, and you want to come and pay me, So it's as if the cow belongs to you right before it gets stolen, and it got stolen from you, and that's why the ganef has to pay kefal, not to the original owner, but rather to the shomer. Everybody understand this concept? Because you can't buy rights. It's davar shel ha'olam. It's not here. When did you make the kinyan? Everything we're going to soon see, we're going to learn now, hamafkid, everything in chayish mishpat has to be with kinyanim. So how did he give him the rights? Did he make him shikha? What did he do? How did he acquire rights to the kefal? I can't sell you rights if it's not in my rishus anymore. By the time you come to pay me for the cow which is lost, I don't own the cow anymore. It's not by me anymore. So how can I sell you rights to kefal? Even the kefal is a davar shel ha'olam. Who says it got stolen? Maybe it got lost. And even if it got stolen, who says the ganav will be found? Who says kefal will ever come? So you have no right as an owner to sell him rights to the kefal. So the Gemara says the only way you can sell him the kefal is by selling him by giving him the parah an hour before it gets stolen. And then it's as if the cow got stolen from the... Okay. That's what we're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara is going into detail, and we're going to spend plenty of time on the logistics, exactly how it works.
But the kinyan in this case?
So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question as well. So the Gemara says that first the Gemara says that why would a person want to do it? Why would the owner want to do it? Well, for a simple reason. There's an expression in English, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. So the owner says, listen, right now I got nothing. I have no cow in front of me. There's nothing going on over here. But if I know that you're going to come pay me now the value of one cow, so I'd rather take from you the value of one cow in case it ever gets found, the ganef ever gets found, so then he'll pay kefal to you. I don't mind, as long as I get the thing now in my hand. The owner, that's an agreement that they make together, that it's worthwhile for the owner to get something paid now from the shomer, even though he doesn't have to pay him, but he pays him anyway. He'd rather do that in order to give him a suffix kefal afterwards, as long as he gets the karen, as long as he gets paid now by the shomer. That an owner wants to do. Gemara says, where's the kinyan? The Gemara says, well, if it's in his chatzar, so then he's kinder to his chatzar. Gemara says there are different ways of doing it, but the kinyan works out. But the concept, the only way it works, the Gemara says, is if the owner makes the deal, it's like they made the deal together. The deal is that, if you want to look inside the Gemara says over here, it's on Lamed Daled Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, three lines from the top, Nase ko'imeloi lechse tignev v'tilze utshalmeni, if it gets stolen and you would decide to pay me, hare perasi k'nuye lecham yachshav, then my cow is owned to you from this point on. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it can't be from this point on? So the Gemara says a few lines further, Omar Rava, Nase ko'imeloi lechse tignev v'tilze utshalmeni, samuch lignei vasa k'nuye lech. In other words, that the cow belongs to you right before it got stolen. Why would a person make the deal? He'd rather have a karen now and forget about the kefal. How does it work logistically? It's as if I am makna to the shomer, the cow that it belongs to him, and therefore when the ganef steals it, he doesn't steal it from the owner, but rather he steals it from the shomer. That is what the Gemara says in the beginning of a mafkid. Stu, you understand? You follow? Anybody who doesn't understand this? Because I'll say it again to make it clear. Because we're jumping into Hamafkid, make sure everybody understands. Everybody understands it. Okay, good. It does. He's machnid. It's a machloikis. It's machloikis, Rambam and others. We're going to get to that. No, it's not. If it gets stolen, then you get the Karen or the Parah, the Shomer would get it. The Rambam says no, that the actual Parah goes back to the owner. It's a whole different way of learning the Gemara. But at Pashtus, it's as if he tells him, if you decide to pay me, it's as if originally, at the time of theft, it belonged to the Shomer, and therefore the Ganef has to pay kefal to the Shomer. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Clear. Wonderful. Okay. Now, the Gemara says one more thing, which is again, it's a daf further, but I should give you a little introduction. The Gemara says that why does a person do it? The person does it, why does an owner do it? The person does it because since, in effect, you're doing me a favor. You're saving me the trouble of having to go to Beis Din, to making you make a shvur. You're saving me the trouble that even though you might be putter altogether, you decide to go ahead and to pay out of your own volition. So you're doing me a favor, so I want to do you a favor as well. If you're doing me a favor, so Gemara says, I want to do you a favor and I want to be machne the parah to you. but it's only because you're doing something lifnim mishur sadin. You really are potter. After all, you're a shaymachinam, and a shaymachinam, after all, if it gets stolen, he's potter. You could have easily made a shvur and say, I'm off the hook. Since you're doing me a favor and you're saying, you know what, I'm not making a shvur, I'm deciding to pay you for it. So I say, you know, you're a nice guy, you're not schlepping me to Bezin, you're not making a shvur, you want to do something for me, I will be makna the par to you, and the kefil will go to you as well. That's what Igmar says. Igmar says clearly, it's because you're doing something lifnim mishur sadin, or you're doing something because you're not taking me to Bezin, you're doing something for me, and because of that, I'm makna the kefil. That's what Igmar says. Okay. One more Gemara the Igmar has to say. Look over here, let's turn to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Papa, which is about halfway down Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Papa, Shemichinam Kivin Sha'omar Poshati, Maknele Kfela. That a Shemichinam, not just when the Shemichinam comes and says, hey, it got stolen, and therefore I'm off the hook, and really I don't have to pay you anything, but nevertheless I want to be a nice guy, and I want to pay you, not just like the Mishnah says, that he could have made a shvur, but he's not making a shvur, and rather he's paying, then he gets the kefil. But even if the Shrei Mechinam comes along and says, Poshaiti, he says, I was negligent, and I'm chayef to pay you, and he's paying because he's mechuyev to pay him, makne lekfele, still I give you the kefil. Why? Because you didn't have to tell me that you're negligent. For all I know, you could have come over to me and tell me, hey, it got stolen. And maybe you would have even made a shvur. You would have told me, hey, it got stolen. And I would have said, okay, make a shvur. And then you say, no, I'm not making a shvur, I'm deciding to pay you. Then I would have given you the kefil. So here's the same halacha. Even though he says it was negligent, and he's chayef to pay me'ikar adin, it doesn't make a difference. Still, the bottom line is, you're not taking me to Bezdin, you're paying me now for the Karen, I am giving you the kefil no matter what. And Igmar says further, the same thing with a Shemesacha. A Shemesacha comes and says, hey, it got stolen, so even though I know that you're chayef to pay, according to what you say, you have to pay because you say it got stolen, nevertheless, And therefore, you're not really doing me a favor, but you are doing me a favor, because you didn't have to tell me it got stolen. You could have easily come and tell me, you know, it got lost, and einus happens. I'll say, really? So then make a shvur. No, I don't want to make a shvur, I want to pay for it. So, in effect, he's really saying the same thing. It doesn't make a difference, Igmar says, whether he says he's chayef, or that he says he's potter. Anyway, he's paying for the keren, then I am giving you the kefil no matter what. Why are you doing me a favor? What favor are you doing me? You're not setting me to Bezdin. You're not making a shvur. You could have made a false shvur. You decided not to make a false shvur. It's all irrelevant. The bottom line is, you're paying for the Karen. You're paying for the animal. You're doing me a favor. You're not setting me to Bezdin. I'm makna to you the para. And therefore, if the ganav ever gets found, you get the kefil. That's what the Gemara says over here. Rapop on Amadal and Aleph. Yes. So if we're going to go further in the Gemara, and I'm going to say, it's not clear in the Gemara if the reason is because you're saving me the hassle, that's the Svara, or because you're doing something extra, lifnim mishur sadin. This Gemara seems to say, not just because you're saving me the hassle, but you're doing something lifnim mishur sadin. So here the Chiddush is, that even though you're saying you're chayev, it's still considered lifnim mishur sadin. Why is it lifnim mishur sadin? Because you could have said you're potter. So you could have made a shvur, and you would have been potter, so you're doing something lifnim mishur sadin. But whatever it is, whether you're not stepping me to Bezdin, saving me the hassle, or you're doing something lifnim mishur sadin, you're doing something for me, and because of that, I'm giving you the kefil. That's clearly what Igmar says. Yes? No, I don't think so. Why?
It seems like it. He could have lied.
Yeah.
He didn't lie.
Yeah, but see, I don't learn the Gemara like this. I learn Gemara much simpler. I learn the Gemara that even when he says, let's say he says, I come over to you, say, what happened? You're a Shemichinom. And you say you're negligent. Right? You could have been quiet and said, I'm not negligent. It got stolen. So then you would have imported and said, make Shavua. So I don't want to make a Shavua. I want to pay for it. Wonderful. I'll give you the kefil. So it's really the same concept.
What if you had a case? I don't know if it's possible, but let's say you had a case where you had Adrian that you were.
We're going to get to that. Okay. Yes. I don't think imigu, but clearly only if he, clearly only if he could have, if I feel that you're doing something toward me, right? That's what Igmar says. Imigu iboy potanafshe. The Rishonim say, if you want to go straight to the Rishonim, we can do that. The Ritva says in number 1a, that if there are witnesses, Edim, that you were negligent, if they're Edim that you were negligent and you're chayav to pay, then you're not doing anything for me anyway, because you have to pay, because witnesses come and say that you're negligent. And therefore the Ritva says, I'm not going to go through, see, it gets too complicated, we're going to go straight to the what the Ritva says. Look at the Ritva over here. Between 1a and the arrow, on the bottom it says like this. Yesh metalsim, the masisim mayresh nigdivu sha'avdu b'pshir afilo chikoyna kefal. Vochi koma, shilein kedinoi, v'loi rosa l'shav v'l'shekel. If he paid for it and he didn't want to make a false ruah, shiitain shenigdivu sha'avdu b'loi pshir shupotubo, shari omu shem chinesh v'akol, v'uadin l'shem esocha, shiitain shenigdivu sha'avdu b'loi pshir, or shem esocha that says, it got stolen, and I'm chayef to pay, kinda careful. Kivin shahid al emes, v'loi rotsi lishov l'sheker shenenso. You're right, he could have made a shvur and say it's not true, but he decided to say the truth, and even though he's machayv himself, he still give the careful. Ulafuke hecha shiyesh edim sheposha. If the witness is saying that you are negligent, there you're not doing anything for me. Rabbi Benun, if you have witnesses coming and saying that you were negligent, so what are you coming to tell me? You're not doing me a favor. Witnesses say you're chayiv to pay. You're not saying, hey, I'm doing you a favor, I'm paying you. You're mechuyiv to pay. So clearly the Ritva says, and the Ramban learns as well, if the witness is saying that you are negligent, says the Ramban, the leke gabei shum tainis p'tur, the hashtel leikonik feiler. Where you have nothing that you could have puttered yourself with, you're not doing anything, liftim b'shur sedin, you're not doing me any favor, then clearly in such a case, you are not going to get the kefal, because you're not doing something towards me. That's one scenario. But let me ask you a question. Let me, one second, before we go further, let me hear your question, and I want to pose the question to the audience. But he decides.
He's going to end up paying.
What happened to the object?
But I'm saying, let's say it got stolen.
Okay.
So why would he say no?
What happened? What did he say to Shem Chima?
He said the truth.
Which is, it got stolen.
That it was stolen.
Okay, so now he's potter. And now he decides, I'll be nice, I'll pay you for it.
Nice.
I'll give you the keiko.
So why would he have said it? But wait a minute, I could have said...
No, that's if he says, let's say he didn't get stolen. He was negligent. So you're the Shem Chinom, you come over to me, say, Rabbi, I'll tell you what happened. I was negligent. So I'm chayef to pay. And here I'm paying you. So here the Gemara says, even though you say you were negligent and you're chayef to pay, but I only know you're chayef to pay because you told me you're chayef to pay. You could have kept quiet. You could have said, hey, it got stolen. And then I would have told you, okay, to make the shvur. I would say, you know what? I don't want to make the shvur. I want to pay for it. I would have given you the kefal anyway. So therefore, even if you are telling me that you're negligent and you're mechayev yourself to pay, I'm still giving you the kefal because you didn't have to tell me anything. You could have kept quiet. You could have made a false shvur. Since you're telling me that you were negligent and you're giving me the parah, or you're paying me for the parah, I'm giving you the kefal. So the Ritva learns in every case where whether you are chayev to pay or you made yourself chayev to pay, every case, you will get the kefal. The only case you're not going to get the kefal is if witnesses say that you're chayef to pay. If Adam come and say you're negligent, and therefore, no matter what, you have to pay, you're not doing me any favor, you're not doing anything for me, you have to pay no matter what, such a case will not give me the kefal. Let me give you one more question. What happens if there are witnesses saying that an oinus happened, that you were potter for sure? Witnesses come and say, a big oinus happens and you're potter. And you say, you know what, I want to pay for it. Am I giving you the kefal? What? No, don't need to swear. So am I giving you the kefal or not? Michael, what do you think is such a case?
I'm not sure.
Svara.
I'm not involved in Jemera Adam, so 100 against 2.
Nothing to do with it. Yeah, the Gemara, the Ritva says, clearly, that if the whole reason why I'm giving you the kefal is because you're doing something lifnibashur sadin, and the only case you're not getting the kefal is witnesses come and say you're negligent, because then I don't need your favors, you have to pay anyway. But if witnesses say you are potter, and you say, you know what, I'm paying you, for sure I'm giving you the kefal. That's what Ritva says by the arrow, umikomo kam nilmad mishmaseinu igmor dalo. The cholhecha sheesh edim al tuvoi, vloy al chiyuvoi, vishileim lerot ilishova, maknilek feiler. If the witness is saying that he's potter, then for sure he's maknilek kefal. Kol shekein. The only time he's not makter the kefil, kishesh edim al chiyuvoy, witnesses saying that he's chayev, then lo makter lekfeila, dafilo haveboy, lo havemotzil mitzvah nafshei. Because then even if you wanted to, you couldn't depart yourself with anything. The only case of not getting the kefil is if witnesses say you're chayev. Any other case where the witnesses say you're potter, or I say I'm chayev, or I say I could have said this, I could have said that, you pay me 1 quid, bottom line, you're doing me a favor, I'm happy to be makter to you, the parah, shah, achas, karim, lignevaso, and you will get the kefil, and that's halach lemaisa, the way the Gemara passed in class. Yes. No, he's chayev no matter what. Nothing you do about it, he's chayev. We wouldn't let him take a shvur, it's against the thing. All right. But in those times, yeah, I like that. Okay, good. Okay, but in Martin, fine. Nice, Mara, very good. But Ritvot says not like that. Ritvot says, if witnesses say you're chayev, then it's a dumb deal and it doesn't mean anything. Okay, well pointed out, but it's not for this. We're going to soon see the Yushami says the exact opposite. We're going to explain the Yushami. Yes.
Is it some portion that he always knocked the kefil to the Shomer? Whatever he says, I don't want you knocked the kefil. I think you're lying. I think whatever.
So the Gemara says he doesn't have to say. We're going to soon see when you get further into the Gemara. The Gemara says nase ka'imeloi, meaning when you give me something to watch, so it's like a deal we make beforehand that if it ever comes to the fact that you want to pay me, so it's I will give already, I'm telling you now already, that whether I agree or not agree, it's not the kaimelo. It's as if I tell you that if you pay me, then shor achas kredim lignivos is yours. He doesn't have to actually agree with it. It's automatic. Yeah, because that's daita, we am umden daita, the chachamim know that is the way a person thinks, and he'd rather do that. He doesn't have to actually do it. Yes?
Where do you know, or is it from here, in other words, did you see a precedent that just by saying something, that the kinyan works. In other words, nasa lo ta'im lo. In other words, it's as if he said
it. It didn't say anything. Well, the Gemara doesn't say what the kinyan is. The kinyan is kinyan meshicha or kinyan.
Right.
The kinyan, the logistics.
No,
where is it?
We
find it only by shomim, because shomim is a deal between two people. And it's always an agreement between two people. So Chazal say that is part of the agreement. That is the way Gemara learns it. It's, you know, the Gemara learns it from a svara, you will get the kefil. That's clear, the Gemara. Everybody understands the way our Gemara explains it. Okay. The problem with this is, the Rishonim bring down the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says the exact opposite. The Yushalmi says, and that's number 1B on the sheet. The Yushalmi says exact opposite. The Yushalmi says like this. The Yushalmi says that you're right. I agree with you that if you don't have to pay, and you decide to pay, and you say you're chayev, then you'll get the kefil. After all, the Mishnah says that. I agree with that. But Yushami says, however, if there are witnesses saying that you're potter, in other words, if the witnesses say that you are potter, not Pshia, before we get to Pshia, Yushami says both things. If the witness is saying that you're potter, we said for sure I'm giving you the kefil, then Yushami says, no, they're not getting the kefil. If witnesses say you're potter, we know you're potter, and you're paying anyway, then you're not getting the kefil. That's one thing Yushami argues. The other thing Yushami argues, the exact opposite case. If witnesses are saying that you are chayev, and you're not doing me any favor, there I am giving you the kefil no matter what. Even though you're chayev to pay, and witnesses say you're chayev, I'm giving you the kefil. Yushami doesn't make sense, but look at Yushami. Number 1B. Abu Yushami nir behefach, the gassin and hosam. We learn Yushami the exact opposite. If witnesses come and say that he got stolen b'pshia, meaning you were negligent and you chayef to pay, and you decide to pay anyway, that's fine. Then you paid, I give you the kefil. We understand that. The exact opposite. If witnesses say you are potter, if witnesses say you're potter and you're paying anyway, then I'm not giving you the kefil. Like I'm selling you something, I'm selling you knas, it doesn't work. Exact opposite of our Gemara. Says the Ritva, the Ein Zu Shitas HaGemara Shalanu. Our Gemara says the opposite. The Chim Dam Rin Vigmari Boy Potter Nafshe Shamini Minotati. Our Gemara says it depends that you could have potted yourself, you're doing me a favor, that's the concept I give you the kefil. Because you're doing me a favor, we're learning two things. How do we learn? The Chol Heicha De Motzi Potter Nafshe Afilu B'Shikro Magde Lek Fele V'Koshkein Ki Motzi Potter Nafshe B'Kushta. In other words, we see that even if you could have given me, even if you could have been potter, even if you were you could have been potter and you decide to pay me for it, nevertheless I give you the kefil, for sure if witnesses come and say that for sure you're potter and you don't have to pay me anything, for sure I'm going to give you the kefil. So Agmar clearly says if witnesses say that you are potter and you pay anyway, I give you the kefil. Yushami says no, if witnesses say you're potter, I'm not giving you the kefil. And the second svar is v'idoch the chaleich d'ika edim achiyuvoi kivin loy mafi potter napshe b'shum taimer loy konik feiler. Agmar says that if witnesses say that you are chayiv and you had no way of getting out of it, you're not doing me any favor. I'm not giving you the kefil. Yushami says in such a case, I am giving you the kefil. Yushami is the exact opposite of the Bavli. What's the machlokes between the Bavli and Yushami? First, how do you understand it? Then I'll tell you lumdus, which is relevant to the entire Perek HaMafkid. Yes?
Yushami doesn't hold that you were marking the line right before it got stolen. Yushami doesn't seem to hold that at all, because the Yushami did, it's irrelevant, you know, for the case that you always...
So what does Yushami learn? How does it work?
That you didn't make that kenyan right before it got stolen. It's more of a punitive type of thing.
Okay. So, you're right in one point. We're going to see the Yerushalmi inside. And it took such a long time in the Hagdom and introduction, I didn't get to the main thing yet. I'm thinking now how to divide the rest of the shiur. We're going to start like this. You're right. Pshat in the Bavli, in the way we say it, in our Gemara, is clearly the concept which we find, which is a halacha in Hilchos Shomrim, that kol hecha de'isa b'shusei demorei isa. What does that mean? That means that when I give you something to watch, then you're just watching it for me. But in effect, it belongs to me. I am the bailim all along. It belongs to me. I am the owner. You're watching it for me. And if it's in you're watching it in your rishus, you don't own it for anything. I can do with it whatever I want. The Rif says, and that's the number, we're not going to go through it today, but the Rif says in number 2a on the sheet, that I can be makdish. I can be mekadesh it, I can use it to marry a woman. It's mine. It's totally mine. Kol hecha de'isa, b'shusei de'mori isa. I give you something to watch, you are my shamer. But it belongs to me, I am the total owner. Therefore, our Bavli learns, okay, the animal, the entire time, belongs to the owner. It belongs to me. You're watching it for me, correct? Now, if you decide to do me a favor, I have to give you the animal. Because the animal is mine. So the Gemara says, it depends. If you do me a favor, I'll give you the animal an hour before it gets stolen. If you don't do me a favor, if you have to pay anyway, you're not doing me any favor, I'm not giving you the animal. If you're potter, Adam, tell me that you're potter, and you decide to pay me, it's all up to me. It's all an agreement between the two people. And therefore, since it's mine, completely mine, and I'm the bailim on this animal, no matter what, it belongs to me. It depends on what I feel. You did me favor, you didn't do me favor. That is the concept in the Bavli. And with that, the whole Gemara in the first two daf and the Mafkid works with the concept. I have to be machna to you, and it depends how much I want to give it to you, how much of a favor you did for me. That is the way the Bavli says. The Yerushalmi seems to say a different svara why a machna the kefal. Let's turn to the Yerushalmi. This we have to see inside. Yerushalmi number 2. Says the Yerushalmi. Number 2. The Mishnah says a mafkid etzach avera behemot kelim v'ignivu ha-shavdu shilim l'rasi shava, the same Mishnah, the our Mishnah, which says both halachas. Halacha number 1. If he decides to pay for it, we give him the kefil. He decides not to pay for it, he doesn't get the kefil. So Yerushalmi says, minon teisele. How do I know, where do we know this halacha, that when you, as a shomer, pay for it, you get the kefil? So Yerushalmi says, from a pasuk. Im himotze timotze biyode hagnevo, Chayim Shnayim Yishalim. Back to sheet number 1. The pasuk right before the halach of Shomrim, right before the pasuk of Shomrim, there's another pasuk. Im imotzei simotzei biyad hagneivo, the halach of gneivo, mishoy ratcho amara tse chayim, shnayim yishalim. The halach of having to pay kefil is written right before the pasuk of Hilchos Shomrim. So Yerushalmi says, why does it have to say Yishalim Shnayim? Umar Talmud Lomi Shnayim Yishalim, we know it already from another place. So Yerushalmi says, im eino inyan loy, in other words, if we can use it for that case, we're using it for the case of Shomrim. So according to Yerushalmi, Maish wants to say that Yerushalmi says that it seems to be a gzeiras hakasef that if you pay for it, you as a Shomer pay for it, you get the kefil. How do I know? Chaim Shnayim Yishalem, it doesn't refer to Ganef, it refers rather to the case of a Shomer. So we learn from gzeiras hakasef, you get the kefil. So Yerushalmi continues. Rabbi Olafirka de Rabbi Yudin, Omekume We know the halacha that if you make a shvu, you don't want to pay nimta gan misham to shlumi kevel tov bochem misham to shlumi avachamisha the misham levlat pikadayim v'yisham lemisha pikadayim. Etzla, he has a question. If you tell me it's a pasuk that the shomer always gets it, so why does the shomer only get it when he pays for it? Even if he swears, he should be able to get it because the pasuk says that the shomer gets kevel. Why only if he pays for it? Maybe only even if he swears. Continues the shami that nasim shem rab yonai. Chayim shnayim ishalem lemokim shakeren mahalech shom hakefel mahalech. What does Yerushalmi tell us? Yerushalmi says the reason why the shomer gets kefel is not because there's a gzeirus hakasuv he gets kefel. No, the reason why the shomer gets kefel is because the shomer gets the keren. The shomer owns the value of the animal. He owns the keren. So therefore, if he pays for it, then I own the keren. Then I get the kefel. If I don't pay for it, then who owns the Karen? The original owner owns the Karen. The Baal HaBayit owns the Karen. Therefore, he gets the Kefil. So Yerushalmi says, the Kefil always follows the Karen. So if Yerushalmi doesn't seem to give anything, because I'm makna to you, the Parah, I give you the Parah, all that stuff. No. Yerushalmi says, why does the Shomer get the Kefil? Because he owns the Karen. When does he own the Karen? It depends. If he pays for it, then he owns the Karen. If he doesn't pay for it, and he only swears, then he doesn't own the Karen. Who owns the Karen? The original owner. And therefore you pay kefil to the original owner. So Yerushalmi says, not because the guy is machna to him, but rather because he owns the Karen. By owning the Karen, you'll get the kefil. So they're all asking Yerushalmi, what do you mean he owns the Karen? That's exactly what Argmar had a whole problem with. How does the Shomer own the Karen by paying for it? Doesn't make sense. The halacha of kefil is, whoever you steal it from, you have to pay kefil. Kefil is not halacha, yet pay kefil whoever owns the Karen. Why does the Shomer own the Karen? Doesn't make sense. Nachum, you had a question? You follow or not following?
I am. Then we go back to the Gzeirus HaKasuv.
The Gzeirus HaKasuv just tells me that it's relevant to the case of Shomer. Wherever the kefil goes, wherever the Karen goes, the kefil goes.
No, but there's no kinyan.
The Gemara says, a Shomer, when he pays for it, he gets the Karen. When he doesn't pay for it, he doesn't get the Karen. So the question is, why does the Shomer, by paying for, again, the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything, nothing to do with the Svara that I'm makna to you an hour beforehand, all that he doesn't discuss. Yerushalmi just simply says, when you pay for something, Moshe gave me something to watch. I didn't watch it correctly, I went over to him, I said, I'm paying you for it. Pay for it? Wonderful. You own the Karen now, you'll get the Kefil. That's what Yerushalmi says. Question is why? Why by paying for it do I get the Karen, and therefore I'll get the Kefil as well? Why by paying something do I get the Karen? What's the Svara behind it? I didn't make a Kinyan.
When it went over from the Baal to the Shomer, it went from one rishus to another rishus.
It got stolen first.
When it went over from the Baal, to before it got stolen, it went from the Baal to the Shomer. There was some form of kinyan at that point in time. The Shomer held that he had certain rights to it.
No, he had no rights.
He owed the animal back to the Baal. But at that point in time, it was in his rishus.
Wait. I understand what you're saying. Big chiddush, not simple. Big chiddush is saying. We're saying discussing. Moish is saying a big chiddush. Pashtus kol heicha deisa b'shusa debarisa. That means it's yours all along. It's yours. I have no rights in WhatsApp. I'm just watching it for you. You can be mekadesh a woman with it. It's yours. So what do I own from it? Nothing. You tell me I do own. When I gave it to you, I own something. I own something. The Shomer owns nothing. What does the Shomer own? Why by paying for it do I get something?
Because when the Shomer takes it, there's a level of bialis over it. You owe it back to the original owner.
Okay, we're going to get to it, perhaps. I'll first tell you what Reb Nachum says. Reb Nachum has a very simple but brilliant shot. Nachum says something very simple. Then we're going to get to the Chakira, which really what I wanted to get to, but I wanted to start off the Shira with this Chakira. I just had to find a way to tie it into the thing. Reb Nachum Patsovich wants to say like this, the following. He says a very simple shot. He says like this. He says, you're right. He says, who did it get stolen from? It got stolen from the Baal HaBayis. It belonged to him. He never gave it to anybody else. When it got stolen, it belonged to original Baal HaBayis. And therefore, kefil, you have to give it to original Baal HaBayis. That's correct. He says, even though it got stolen from him, he has bialis on it. He owns it. Correct. But once the Shomer pays the owner money, correct, he pays money for it, so then the Baal HaBayis cannot go and demand from the ganef, give me back my animal. He just got paid for it. You got paid for something. How could you now say, after you got paid for something, I want to go take it from the ganav? You got paid for it. Like Mrs. Zalman wants to say, that if you don't if you get paid for something, you can't say, oh, and I get paid for it, and I own the animal. Well, Avnachem says that once you get paid for something, you lose a koyach hatviyah. You can't go demand it from somebody else. So therefore, the fact that a shomer goes and pays the balabas, so truly the rizvi got stolen from the balabas, but since he got paid for it, he cannot go to the original, to the ganef, and say, pay me back my thing, because I lost my koyach hatviyah. I lost my right to demand the chayfet. Why? Because I got paid for it. So once you lost your koyach hatviyah, that's similar, not your svara, different type of svara. You understand the svara? In other words, the fact that he got paid for it, he lost his koyach hatviyah. Once he loses his koyach hatviyah, therefore, he cannot go to the original ganef. And therefore, the Karen belongs to the Shomer. Once the Karen belongs to the Shomer, then the Kefil also belongs to the Shomer. It's a big chiddush. I would not learn like that. I would learn that, no, it got stolen from the original guy. The Ganef has to pay Kefil to the original guy, pay double to the original guy. The original guy says, okay, you paid me for it. I'm giving you back the money that you laid out for nothing. Nachum says, no. The fact that you got paid for it, you already lost your Koyach HaTviyah. You can't go to the original Ganef. Since you cannot go to the Ganef, therefore, I have a right in the animal to get the Karen. Once I get the Karen, Yishami says, I get the Kefil as well. That's why by paying for it, I get the Kefil. One at a time.
So what if I lose my Koyach ownership on it?
That's right.
One half, but
that's right, that's right. Now the buyer's a half. That's right. That's a big jump. I agree with you. That's a big jump. Yeah, the whole thing doesn't jump.
If that's
yeah.
true, then it should be up to the Baal whether or not he wants to accept it from the Shomer.
It should be up to the...
Up to the Baal. If he's losing the Koyach HaTviyah, it's up to him to say, I don't want it from
you. I don't want it from you either. Right. In other words, if it's at that point. All right, perhaps. It could be. All these are smart. This is Zalman wants to say a similar type of smart. Again, I don't want to see it inside because we're not going to have time to finish it. But if this is Zalman wants to say a similar type of smart, he wants to say that since it's not fair to get both, you can't and get payment... And you can't get both. You can't get payment and still have original ownership. So therefore, you lose one of the two. And therefore, the shomer, by dint of that, has a koyach on the actual Karen. And since he has a Karen, he gets the kefil. Whatever pshat they say, it's a difficult pshat. I don't understand either. I just want to finish how he explained pshat in Yerushalmi. That Moshe was right on target. He says, if that's the case, then we understand Yerushalmi very well. Because in the Bavli, it all depends, are you doing me a favor? Because I have to give you the parah an hour beforehand, correct? It all depends on me giving it to you. So then it depends. If you really are potter and you decide to pay me, I'll give you the kefil. But if you really are chayiv, you're not doing me any favors, I'm not giving you the kefil. Masha'inkin Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi, the svar is not because I'm doing you a favor. The svar is, are you paying me for the animal or you're not paying me for the animal? So there the Yerushalmi says the exact opposite as far as correct. If you really are chayiv, so you chayiv to pay me. A witness comes and say that you're negligent, so you chayiv to pay me. So now you're paying me. What are you paying me? For the animal. So of course, you're paying me for the animal, you own the animal, so you get the kefil. But if Adam comes and say that you really you are potter, meaning you're really not chayiv to pay, so why are you paying me? You're not paying me for the animal, you're just giving me a matan of alma. You're giving me a gift. You're not paying me for the animal because you're really potter. You're giving me a gift, you're not paying for the animal, you don't get the care, you don't get the kefil. You're right, you're doing me a favor, but it's not up to me to give you anything. It's really... Are you paying me for the animal? You're not paying me for the animal. Therefore, says of Mrs. Alman, and says of Nachum, says of Baron Kotler, it's all on the sheets. Wish I could have more time, we'll go through it slowly. Therefore, in such a case, you will not get the kefil. If really you are potter, witnesses come and say you're potter, you decide to pay me, so in effect, you're paying me not for the animal, you're not paying me for the shmira, you're not paying me because you want to get the Karen, you're paying me because you're giving me a gift. Therefore, you don't own the Karen, and therefore you don't own the kefil either. Understand, Michael? You understand this far? You don't understand this far? Right. That's simple pshat in the Yerushalmi. Now we understand the Yerushalmi. I'm not happy with the Nachum's pshat. I'm not happy with this Zalman's pshat. I'll tell you what I think, which is really what I want to get to. Maybe we'll start it this week. We'll continue next week, which is the main svara in Hilchos Shomrim. Moshe alluded to it a little bit. And that's really the crux. What I really wanted to get into this year, we just had to get into it a little bit. That's the svara which we have to understand. We can clear Chakira. It's a famous Chakira. Everybody says it in a different version. But a famous Chakira is like this. When a person gives something for somebody to watch, when I give you something to watch, and the halach is, a shomer chinam, if you're negligent, you have to pay. A shomer sacher, if it gets stolen, you have to pay. A shoyel, if even oinus happens, you have to pay. Why are you chayiv to pay? What's the mechayiv of your tashlumin? Why are you chayiv to pay? Is the reason why you have to pay is because, you know what? You are supposed to watch it. Your job is to watch it. Correct? Even if you don't get paid for it, your job is to watch it. We made up, you're going to watch it. You were negligent in your watching it. You were poisheya in your shmira. You were negligent in your watching. That is mechayev of you to pay. If you don't watch it the way we made up, then you're going to watch it. As a shemachinam, you're supposed to watch it that you're not negligent. As shemachinam, is supposed to watch it, it doesn't get stolen. And oynes is supposed to watch it, that an oynes doesn't happen to it. You're supposed to watch it, and you're not watching it karoi. That is mechayev of you to pay. Why you chayev to pay? Because you are negligent in your shmira. When do you start becoming chayev to pay? Only at the time when you are reneging on the shmira that you're supposed to do. That is the beginning of your chayvus. The chiyuv tashlumin is because you are negligent in paying. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is no. A shomer is not because I have to watch it and I'm chayev to pay because I'm not watching it correctly. No. A shomer is an insurance policy. You give me an animal, I tell you, you know what? You give me the animal to watch, I'm guaranteeing you, either I'm going to give you back the animal, or I'm going to give you payment for the animal. Don't worry. Everything is taken care of. I am giving you an insurance policy. The second I accept it upon myself, it's an achrayus, it's a responsibility, that I am paying you either the animal or the value of the animal. Just if the animal is still around and nothing happens to it, take back the animal. Or if I'm watching it correctly, then I don't have to fulfill my insurance policy because the animal is here. But it's not more than an insurance policy, like a chevrat bituach. The reason why I'm chayav to pay is because off the bat, the second you give me something, I tell you, okay, I'm guaranteeing you, I'm going to give you either back the animal, or I'm giving you back payment. It's an insurance policy I'm giving you on the animal. Just except if it's still around, of course, it belongs to you. You can take it back.
If it's an onus or something where I, it
depends on each one. Shemachinam, the exception is Neva Veda. Shemachinam, the exception is Oynes. Each one has its own exceptions. But the reason my chiyuv mamonis, my responsibility to pay, is not because it's yours the whole time and I'm watching it for you, and when I'm reneging on my promise to watch, that's my knas, that's my chiyuv to pay. Rather, the reason why I'm chiyuv to pay is because off the bat, I'm giving you an insurance policy. Just if I watch it correctly and it's still around, you take it back. I didn't do anything wrong, I'm off the hook. But the reason I'm trying to pay is because when I take something from you, off the bat, it's an insurance policy, I have to pay you tashlumin, either the animal or the value of the animal. Very, very important chakira. With this chakira, we're going to go through this, and there are many, many nafkaminas throughout the entire hamafket. Big, big nafkaminas, machlekas, all based on this chakira, how we look at the shomer. If you want to look at inside, we can see it clear, because everybody says it in their own form of saying it. The cycler in Kilis Yaakov says it in his way of saying it. Look at number 4a. V'yesh la'ayin. Bo'ose chiyuv tashlumin mipnei mahu. This chiyuv that you have to pay, what's the reason? V'yesh la'ayin, as some want to say, either you can say, the chiyuvoi hu midin mazik. Because the fact that you are, the chiyuv is, the reason why I have to pay is because of when I'm not watching it correctly, I am considered, I'm damaging it. Since I'm not watching it the way I'm supposed to, and because of that it gets damaged, it gets lost, it gets stolen, it's like I go and I reneged on my way to watch it, and I'm like, I'm destroying it. I did something to it by the fact that I'm not watching it correctly. Even though in a regular case I am potter, just not watching something doesn't make me chayv. If I go over to Moshe's house, and I know he has a regular car, but I know in his garage he has a Lamborghini parked inside the garage, and he always hides it from everybody. So what do? I go in front of his garage, I open up the garage door, I put a big sign, brand new Lamborghini, keys in the car, open over here. And somebody sees it and goes in and says, hey, there's a car over here. And he goes and drives off. Am I chayv or not? Halachas and potter. Why? Because even though I did not watch your Lamborghini, but I didn't do anything. I'm only a grum, I'm potter. But in a shomer, the fact that you're not watching it, since that's the deal between shomerim, that makes you into a mazik. That makes you into a mechayev. Why you chayev to pay? Because I did something to your animal. What I do, not watching it correctly, is a mechayev, is a mazik in hilchos shomerim. That's why I'm chayev to pay. That's one way of learning it. Or no. The Yesh Lefaret, she says, the other pshat is no. The Emes, mechivin she'en zeh legrome, lo mechayev klamid in mazik. I'm not chayiv to pay as a mazik because I didn't do anything. Elam zin achayus. The chol shomer romi rachmona le achayus apikodon v'lei mifta machiusoi elam kein shomer kedinoi. No, I'm not chayiv to pay because I did something wrong by not watching it correctly. It's like a mazik. No. The reason I'm chayiv to pay is because the second I take it from you, I take responsibility. Either I'm going to pay. One thing, you want to see it inside. Just one more thing. 4b of Bankov that says a little bit clearer. V'yesh la'ayin ikachiv ashoimrim. Ishoim echayiv chiyuv momen lemafkit. Dahainu b'mishichas hapikodin lirshusay. When I take the chayivets into my item, mischayiv lahachzi loya chayivets, oidomov. I'm responsible either to give you back the item or to give you back money. Even though it's yours all along, but nevertheless, I have a monetary responsibility either on the item or on the money. I know there's no chiv on me to give you back anything. Just I have to watch it. If I'm not watching it, that's my reneging on watching it is my maisa mazik, and therefore I'm chayv to pay. If you look in Rashi, I just want to skip a little bit. Rashi in Bava Kamma, the Avdalim Beis, Rashi seems to say, again, we don't have time to go through the whole Gemara, but Rashi in Avdalim Beis says, that just look at the Rashi Daldon Beis in the bottom. Kol Hanach the Rebbe Shaya. The Gemara says Tani Rebbe Shaya Shloisha So Avos Nezikin. Not four Avos Nezikin, but the 13. What are the 13? Four of them are Shem Chinim, Shem Esocho, Hashoyel, and the Soicher. The four Shemrim are four Avos Nezikin and nine more. So the Gemara Rashi says Kol Hanach the Rebbe Shaya Hu Atzmoi Mazik. I'm considered a Mazik. Why? The Hanach Dalet Shemrim Hein Atzmom Hiziku Hoyel V'Loi Shomru Keroy. Rashi says that a dalet shomer, when I'm a shomer chinam, I'm a shomer socho, who doesn't watch it and it gets stolen, that's like I am mazik it. Why am I mazik? Because it's not just that I accept responsibility, but the fact that I'm not watching it correctly and something happens to it, that is like I'm doing a maisa hezek, and that's my mechayev. Why am I chayev to pay? Because I didn't watch it correctly, and that's my maisa hezek. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is no. The reason I'm chayev to pay is because it's an insurance policy. The second you give me something, I'm chayev to pay. If I watch it correctly, I'm off the hook. But the reason I'm chayev to pay is because the second I take the item into my rishus, that makes me into a responsible on the money. I'm promising you, I'm paying you either the chayev or the money. Those are the two tzedakim. I just want to say, perhaps, again, I'm not clear if it's emes in the Yerushalmi, but perhaps the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi on this concept of a shomer, whether he actually the owner gives him the parah or no, the Yerushalmi says, by the fact that he pays for it, he owns the keren, might be dependent on these two mahalchim in what a shomer is. The Bavli clearly learns that a shomer, the way it works, is like most say, is that all along, I have nothing to do. I, as a shomer, I have no relation with the animal, with the item that's being given to me to watch. I'm watching for you. It belongs to you. I'm doing you a favor. Now, the fact that at the end, I don't watch it, something happens to it, that is the reason why I'm chayef to pay. But it belongs to you all along. I have no rights on the animal. The animal is yours all along. Just why am I chayef to pay? Well, if I'm not watching it correctly, the last moment, I'm presheya. Something happens to it, then I'm chayef to pay. I'm only acquiring the kefil because you have to give it to me. An hour beforehand, that's when you give it to me. If I actually pay you for it, the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. Then an hour before it gets stolen, I'm the one giving it to you. The Gemara says, that's how it works. That's the deal we make between us. But it has to work that way. Why? Because all along, I have no rights to the animal. It's not my animal. My job is just to, I have no monetary responsibility. I have nothing to do with the animal. I just have to watch the animal. If I don't watch it correctly, I have to pay for it. That's all it is. Why? Shem Socha, I hold even more. By Shem Socha, I have to actually get paid to watch it.
Yeah, but you can use it.
Shem Socha can't use it.
Can you use it at all?
No.
It's only by Shem Socha?
Only Shem Socha. Shoyal, someone to say, it has to be. Let's say this Svar is going to go throughout Perek Mafkit. But that's, in the Bavli, that's like that.
But if the Svar is Mishum Mazik, then why would you ever give him the kefil? It's not like because you're a nice guy. If you damage my item, why in the world would I have to give
you
the
kefil? Mazik. Meaning, the chiyuv is within Mazik. The chiyuv is midin mazik. The real chayv to pay is midin mazik. Am I real mazik? I'm not doing anything. I'm not. It gets stolen. But you decide to pay me for it, so I'm giving it to you. I'd rather have one hand, one bird in the hand, than two in the bush.
No, but isn't the whole reason that we just wrote down?
Because you did me a favor. You're paying me.
Isn't it because
except in that situation with shomer chinam, there's a different sense.
No, but
unless the witness is saying that you chayev.
No, but if not, isn't the chakira whether it's mitzad mazik? And then you pay, or it's mitzad, it's an insurance policy. So with mitzad mazik, why in the world would the Bavli ever go ahead and say, you know what? Oh, because you did me a favor, I'll do you a favor, here's a kefil. You're mazik. Why would I say
you're mazik? You're mazik in Lomdus, you're mazik, meaning that you're not watching correctly. You know what? I don't. You don't have to say even mazik. Don't call it mazik. Call it because you didn't watch correctly, so therefore you have to pay. No, he's only the disciple who uses hezek. I don't have to say hezek. I can learn that if I'm not watching correctly, the reason why I have to pay is because you didn't follow the way you're supposed to do it, and you have to pay. How much you have to pay? The value of the item. That's what we made up. But you reneged on your chafetz. Of course you reneged on the chafetz. But even if you reneged on your shmirah and it gets stolen, whatever it is, call it mazik, call it reneging your shmirah, whatever it is, the bottom line is that you are giving me something and therefore I have to give it to you. Why do I have to give it to you? Because all along it's mine. You have no rights to it whatsoever. You have nothing with it. All you had is to watch it the whole time. When is your chiyuv responsibility, your monetary responsibility? Is after you don't watch it correctly. So therefore, in order for you to get the kefil, I have to actually give you something because it's all mine. Do you Yerushalmi, all I'm saying is Yerushalmi, I can hear better if you learn the other svar. Since Yerushalmi says the pshat is the what? Yerushalmi says that by the fact that you just pay for it, that gives you right to the keren, I can hear that svar is if I tell you that in the beginning, when you give something to me, I have a responsibility either to pay you for the item or to give you the money or to give you back the item. So I have already a monetary responsibility on the item before we even start. You're right, it still belongs to you. But before we even start, the second you give it to me, I have a monetary responsibility on the item. The item, I have to pay you no matter what. So if at the end I do pay you, so it shows that all along, really, I just paid up my insurance policy right away. And all along, it was really, I had schusim in this item. I had rights in this item, in this chayfet. Why? Because... Why that says bilus? Because all is an insurance policy. If at the end I did end up paying for it, so that proves to everybody that all it was insurance policy. You gave me a cow, and I said, you know what? Okay, I'm paying you the money. Here's the money I'm paying you for it. And the cow is really mine somewhat. Then I can say, you have a right to the Karen, you'll get the kefil. The Yerushalmi fits much better if you learn the second svara. If you learn the second svara, that means that I'm giving you an insurance policy off the bat. That means that you lost already some of your bilus of it, because I'm telling you that I'm willing to pay you on the spot for the item. And if I end up paying you for it, that shows that, you know what, all along, I gave you the money up front. So it gives me a right, a monetary right to the actual chayfet, and therefore that's what Yerushalmi means. I have the Karen, I'll get the kefil as well. Therefore they learn two separate svaras, because they're both learning two different pshatim in what a shomer really is. That's really the key which I wanted to come across today. The key is the svara in what the shomer is. Of course, it still belongs to the bilus. I know, there's no real bilus. But the fact I have monetary shaychas, connections to this item. And you know what? I saw even one Zachariah wants to say, the fact that I pay you for it, it shows that all it was an insurance policy retroactively. I'm not going that far to say, but I'm saying that the svara I can hear, that I have bilus to this Karen, if I end up paying you for it, that shows that, you know what happened? You gave me something to watch, and you know what? I said right away, here's the money, I'm paying you for it, and I'm off the hook. And that's really what I end up doing. So I own the Karen when it gets stolen. I had some of the Karen when it got stolen, therefore I get the kefil. I hear the Yerushalmi much, much better if it's a second svara. If it's a first svara, that means that I have nothing with the item. I have to just watch it, sit there and watch it. Why am I have to pay? Not because I'm giving you insurance policy. Because I did something wrong by not watching it. That's only at the end. That doesn't show any connection with me and the animal beforehand. If it gets stolen, why do I have to pay kefil? Only because we say, okay, the violin, I'm makna the kefil, makna the par beforehand, you have the par. That's the two svaras which I want to say in the concept of shemir. Yes, now go to this side. So you say, you're proving to me that as far as insurance policy, you have all rights to the item, even though when I gave it to you, you just gave me policy.
Exactly, and that's how it's a practical way. That's how it really.
Right. There's others, many nafkaminas. We're going to see next week. I'm going to continue with the svar with one of the nafkaminas, one of the great nafkaminas. If I'm allowed to retract, if I'm a shomer, I tell you, watch something for 30 days. Could you come and give it back to me after 15 days? You know what, I don't want it anymore. I don't want to watch it anymore. I'm returning it. I did you a favor. Here, I'm returning it. I can say, no, you gave me word for 30 days. I'm on vacation. They'll give me back my car. I'm on vacation. Could you do it? Could you not do that? Depends on this part. It's a very, very important hakira. Well, I agree the first year was hard because we didn't really get into this whole concept of Chayshim Mishpat, but at least we came out with this hakira, with this svara, what a shomer is, then we gained a lot. It's a very, very important hakira. Yeah, let me hear your question now.
How would you money anyway.
Oh, if I decide to give him money anyway, he's not paying for the item.
It's not an insurance policy. He's giving him a gift.
Because he's potter. He's a gift. Then you don't get kefil. The Yerushalmi clearly says that. Yerushalmi says that if Edim say that you are potter and you're paying anyway, you're not getting kefil. Why not? You're doing me a favor. You know why? Because you're not paying for the kefil. The only reason why you get the kefil is because you get the keren. You're not paying for the keren. You're giving me a gift. You don't feel anything. You're not paying the insurance policy. You're off the hook completely. Then Yerushalmi says you don't get kefil. Bavli says you do get kefil. Why? Because you have to depend on me. I have to give it to you. I give it to you. You did me a favor. Why not? You were potter and you gave me. Kosher gave.
How does that fit in with the Bavli's concept with the whole mazik issue?
No, it's not the problem.
What do you mean, the mazik?
That if you're gonna say that the whole concept of shmira is based on that you have no ispilus over it except that at the time you're poshea, you become...
It's mazik. Form of mazik. I don't like the word mazik so much. They use mazik. I prefer to say that the fact that I renege on my shmira, the price of me not being shreima karoi is the value of the chayfis, is what we made up.
But how does that fit in with
Because if the Edom come and say you weren't poshea, you never were mazik, so you never...
You were off the hook.
You were never responsible.
So that's just in the chiyuv, why I'm trying to pay it out. So you were potter. Edom say you're potter, you're potter. Now you come and say you want to pay me anyway. Okay, you're doing me a favor. You're paying me. I'm mocking you the kefil. These are the two svaras, yes.
According to the Rishami, is it possible that a shomer could actually be a cotton and it would work?
Shomer being cotton. I saw the shayla, if the shomer is a cotton because he doesn't have to be machnet him or something
right,
like that. Not the shomer. The bailing is a cotton.
No, the shomer. According to the Bavli, the cotton has to be kona, the article, in order for him to get the rights of the kefil. So that for sure wouldn't work.
Right, that's what you mean. Right.
But if under the Yerushalmi...
Right, I saw this far. In other words, since Yerushalmi clearly goes that you have rights to the Karen and you don't have to be kainet, then perhaps, yeah. But it could be there's a separate tour. There's no din shomer by cotton anyway. But I saw this shayla. I don't remember which context. It could be it's nafkamin as well. Yes. Okay, that's the Hagdama to...
Two questions.